Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Father. Sister, there's a healing anointing on you. God says to pursue the spiritual gift of healing, that he's going to give it to you. He's going to give you opportunities. And he says even tonight to ask him for it and then to start watching because they're going to come soon. Opportunities to pray for healing. There's also a some teaching opportunities that are coming to you. See, just having a lot of new insights into the words you haven't had before. So God says to dig in, dig deep, that there's some fresh things he's going to show you to be able to speak to people. And he says to not wait for a platform, to not wait for an opportunity to get behind a pulpit and lead a seminar, but just to believe that he's going to bring you those opportunities in the small ways and to take advantage of them. Thank you, Lord. There's an anointing in you to stir up people, to stir up ministries. He's going to give you opportunities to come along people in ministries that are kind of in like a fledgling state, where they're just getting started, but they're not really cranking. And he says just to come in and to be like a catalyst in there, to get things stirred up, to stir people up, to encourage people. There's a gift of encouragement in you. You've seen in the past, you've been able to speak to people in his word. God says he's put that in you and to use it, to be bold with it. Thank you, Lord.
First, I see you on your knees praying. It's one of the things God's called you to. And I just want to pour some gas on the fire to pray. And at times, God's going to call you to get apart somehow and do some intensive seasons of prayer by yourself in a non-social atmosphere. And I see blessing coming from that, and that's a lifelong call on you. And also, if you're not keeping a journal of what you're praying about, you need to. Okay. Do you? Do you keep a journal out?
No.
Good.
No.
Off and on. Well, you need to because God's going to show you what to pray for. He'll bring it to pass. So you write down what you pray for and when you pray for it. And then you come back with a second date for when you hear that thing gets fulfilled that you've been praying for. And God's going to use it to build your faith. But the day's going to come when God's going to begin to gather women to you in a little cadre of women who are praying together. But they're going to be brought in through the testimony of what God does with your intercession. Okay? That's one. Second, I see you having a real impact in the marketplace. That you have been... Several times attempts have been made to knock you off and bump you out of your position. Take a position or take a place of influence away or push you out or push you over. And but God has continually, behind your back, brought you back into a place of influence. He works behind your back to make you effective. So I'm just telling you, this is a time when somewhere in the marketplace, job or something, there is a place of influence for you. And God calls you an influencer and a woman who makes influence, who has influence. Next, there's a spiritual gift of discernment on you. Which simply means that you can sniff out the false or wrong thing. This is a difficult gift because you always think when you meet somebody and that thing in you goes, oh, no. And you look around you and everybody else going, oh, he's so nice, that's just nice. And some in you went, no. And you think there's something wrong with you. You think there's something wrong with you. What's wrong with me that I've got such a bad attitude? I just, I need to go back and seek God. I need to pray because I just got this negative feeling about that person. That's the spiritual gift. And then 2 years later, everybody finds out. And it's a sad thing. It takes 2 years, isn't it? Yeah. But that's that gift. That is a spiritual gift. And I want to affirm you in it. And I want to encourage you, tell you first, it is a difficult gift to manage. But I want to say to you what was said to me years ago concerning prophecy. Trust the gift. Trust the gift. It's time to get over the self-doubt that always comes, the attack, the whiplash that comes. And for you to begin, there's an effective way to handle this stuff. You work with leadership. And you just create a relationship with leadership so you can go to them and say, listen, I don't know what it is, but that guy right there, you better keep an eye on him. And so develop a way to do that. So it's just time to, God's going to put you in a slot. I see him taking you and setting you right into an operational slot. So you begin to fulfill a purpose in the body of Christ, where God's going to be coming to you and depending on you to exercise your gift and not get personally caught up in it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the guy that finally gets to the place when he's shooting the free throw that he's no longer thinking about himself shooting the free throw. He's just shooting it, right? That's where God's going to bring you to. So you're going to come into a time of a kind of a workmanship, workmanlike use of that gift. There's the body here, the church here is going to be coming into a time of a lot of mixture coming in. Good, bad, and different. And because the pot's heating up, the kettle's going to heat up. So it's a time when this gift's going to be very important. Hallelujah. So the thing about the prayer journal, right? Keep it, and then you got a testimony. Women coming to you to be discipled in prayer. Times of prayer apart. Influence in the marketplace. God's working behind your back to strengthen your play, to strengthen your hand in what you do. All right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Good.
Even as you, even as you walked up here to take your seat, I heard the Lord saying, who said you can't? Who said you couldn't? For the Lord laughs at the voice that says to you, you can't do it, you can't make it. For there's been a plot, there's been an assignment to stop you. Because there is an anointing on you to quench and to stop the enemy's plans. In your intimacy with the Father, I see that you have that call to be in the throne room, in the strategy room of the Father. There are things that the Lord is downloading for you even now and saying, this is an assignment, I want you to pray for this. This is an assignment, I want you to pray for that. Your prayer, in your prayer room, you will travel the globe praying and interceding. You will stand on the Persian Gulf in your prayer room and you will pray the plans of God for Israel. You will stand on different continents in your prayer room and you will declare the word of the Lord. And I really see the Lord saying, even in the night season, there's a night watch anointing on you where God says, wake up, there's something I want you to pray for. And the Lord sees you as faithful, as one that would say, yes, God, I will get up. For there is, what I saw was I saw this mighty, even as you were praying, I saw this hammer coming forth and just breaking the plan of the enemy, breaking the plan of the enemy. And God says, I'm putting on you a breaker's anointing to break through the walls that have held my people back. I see you declaring, decreeing, and that hammer coming forth and breaking the plan of the enemy. I also see a picture of you. You're in a football field, and I hear God saying, go for the touchdown. And I see the Lord throwing to you, and you're about to catch it, but then you see the other team, and you say, well, God, they're kind of big, they're kind of strong, and you don't go for it. But what the Lord wants to show you is that even as you're running for that touchdown, that I saw like a team of angels with helmets on coming out and blocking the opponent so that you can grab that football and run it into the end zone. So I hear God saying, I'm setting you up for success, says the Lord. I'm setting you up to be successful in me. The Lord also says to you, what do you see? For you've heard tonight about many giftings that are operating in your life. And many of that will start unfolding through the seer anointing that God says you have, that you will walk in. Be sensitive to what you see. for a lot of what you see, even those glimpses, even those visions, it's time now to stop ignoring and saying, that's just me. But just as Moses turned aside and said, why is that bush burning? And why won't it stop burning? It's time to turn aside and think, why are these things happening? Why are you revealing this to me? And God says, I want to give you a heart to understand what I'm revealing to you in the realm of the Spirit. So Deborah, the Lord calls you a Deborah. And the Lord says, no more will no be a part of your vocabulary. Your vocabulary says, yes, God, I will. We will do it in your name because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
This is good. This is good. Listen, you've had two angelic visitations. God has at different times, at two specific times, come to you with a revelation or an encounter. God says, don't minimize who you are in him. That he's been working a plan, and there is a spiritual power in you. And don't minimize what God's been doing. There's a spiritual, and you are a woman of spiritual encounter.
Okay. God's shown me that the enemy's tried to come and bring a confusion to your mind, to make things that should be clear, to look like they're not clear to you. And you have questions about things that you really don't think you should have questions about. There's just a confusion. But God says over you that the helmet of salvation is yours. And the enemy's lies against you that you're confusing the two people, and that complex issues are confusing to you, that he's breaking that lie tonight, because the helmet of salvation is yours. In Christ, it is yours, and your mind is renewed by Jesus. And so, God, we just pray that you would break the lies of the enemy over our sister, that she is confusing and that she is confusable. God, she is a smart person, God, and she has the helmet of salvation, Lord, which protects her mind. And sister, I also see you just quickly, you're on a stair climber, training and training and training, and you're like, God, when am I going to be done training? Well, God says, don't worry, because the training is almost done. And so all the work on the stair climber is going to turn into something fruitful. So, Lord, we say yes and amen to all the words, and we pray that you would accomplish them quickly, God, in your time, but we always want it quick. So, Lord, we ask you to speed things up in her life, God. There will be a quickness to the fulfilling of these words. In Jesus' name, amen.